Hi, guys, and welcome to Best Friend Energy Unpacked. I'm Clea.
And I'm Joanna.
If you didn't hear our Tuesday show, go check it out. We chatted with Val Schmurkowski from Dancing with the Stars. He is currently performing in a wine tasting cabaret in Napa, which was the first time we had ever heard of anything like that. It sounds amazingly cool. And I wish I could go this year. It's almost over in September, but definitely next year I will be there. So go listen to that episode. On Unpacked today, we are talking about Barbie. I finally saw the movie.
You've never been so late to a game. You just haven't.
I know. I'm not late to the game. I promised my mother I would wait for her.
It's a fair reason. It's just shocking to me that you're...
That I held a promise? That I actually kept it?
You keep promises. I'm not worried about that. I'm just shocked that I've done anything before you in this space.
It is shocking. But again, my mother did buy me all my Barbies and I owe it to her to wait to see the movie. So I finally saw it. We're going to talk about it. And of course, we'll take your DMs, but first a quick break. All right. We have now both seen the Barbie movie. So we can actually review it. I know this is a late time review. Okay. We know that, but we're going to weigh in because we have
only been reviewed by every other person before us.
Other person. My daughter's seen it twice. I mean, like it's been out there. Okay. Everyone's seen it, but we're going to do our part. So here's what I thought. First of all, it was a delight. It was absolutely delightful. It was so funny. It was funnier than I even thought I was expecting. Like I knew from everyone, you know, talking about it that it was going to be really funny, but I thought it was so clever. Like, way more clever than I would have ever assumed a Barbie movie could be.
I agree. They pushed it for sure.
What did you think was the funniest part?
Oh gosh. I don't know. I haven't thought about it in that way.
The funniest part. I have a clear favorite.
Also, you're fresh on the news. Okay, you go first.
My absolute favorite part was when Barbie is like trying to prove a point and say that she is like now ugly and the narrator's voice.
Yes.
Helen Mirren comes on and says, dear producers, like don't cast Margot Robbie.
Yes. Breaking the fourth wall was like amazing.
Helen Mirren says, dear producers or whatever it is, casting Margot Robbie was a terrible choice to illustrate this point. So it was very funny. And I thought it stood out.
You are correct.
So what were your other favorite parts?
Well, obviously, you know, as cliche it is, the America Ferrera, you know, soliloquy. Was it a soliloquy? Was that what you would call it?
I think so. It was a monologue.
Okay. All right. Monologue. Obviously.
So you went with like a deep hit. I was like, I loved like Barbie Land, but okay, fine.
I'm not done. That was one. But secondly, I love Barbie Land. It is so cute and colorful and happy and obsessed.
Before Kendom ruined it.
Yeah, I know. Kendom. Kenergy? What did they call him?
Knuff.
What was the shirt? Oh, yeah.
Knuff.
Yeah.
I'm Knuff. Another very funny thing that I could not stop laughing about is when they use the decoys to like deprogram or like take the Kens away from the brainwashed Barbie, and just like the funny mansplaining that happened.
Oh,
like,
totally.
The Godfather made me laugh so hard because like every woman has had a man be like, you haven't seen The Godfather and like forces them to sit down and watch. The mansplaining piece made me laugh so hard. I don't know how to do anything. Can you help me with Photoshop? Like what's a layer?
I love that piece too. I need to actually go back and see it. Again, Marlo had to go to the bathroom. You know, I missed a few, you know, I was with her. So I need to go back and experience it probably again, either alone or with you if you'd like to see it for the second time.
It was really, really good.
I love Barbie Land. I just want to like wake up in Barbie Land. It's just
the
so
other
cute.
Thing I found fascinating. I've read a lot about Barbie Land and how like this isn't CGI. They actually created this whole world and they did the research to show that Barbie is actually 33% larger than all of her things.
Yes.
So that's why she's like so much bigger than the car. And all that, with the exception, though, being the Barbie hairbrush, because that actually needed to fit human hands. So if you see like little girl hands, like it was like this big. Remember that hot pink Barbie hairbrush?
Of course. Yeah.
And so if you see everyone like brushing their hair, like they actually have really big brushes. It was just, I thought it was so clever.
And funny when they were talking about the cellulite. Like, it just was all, it was just good. It just was good.
Kate McKinnon, she was hilarious. Oh,
I mean, the best. Weird Barbie.
You know what I also really loved? I loved that Mattel made fun of themselves.
I know.
You know how like just a company full of men, like Executive One, Executive Two, you know? Totally. And like they totally, I love that they just
they were
like
in on the
went
joke.
There.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they laughed at themselves, which I thought was just very, very smart. Did you wear pink when you went?
Yes, I did. Did you?
How, like, what? Is, yes, of course. I know the rules.
I had a sweater.
What did you wear?
A sweater.
Just a pink sweater. Oh, I went full head to toe. Oh. I don't know. Oh. I even had pink shoelaces. Oh. But anyway, that's fine. Clearly, we just show up in different ways.
No, I just don't own pink bottoms. You have pink pants. You have to,
why call them like that? Like, bottoms?
What do you call them?
Pants. That's funny. Like, who calls it anything but pants?
No, it could have been, I thought we were talking about, we could have been skirts, it could have been shorts. So that's why I said
oh,
bottoms.
Oh, please. Would I ever? First of all, I would never wear shorts really in public.
No,
okay, that's number one. Number two, I would doubly never wear shorts touching a theater chair.
Yeah, I know.
Yuck.
What could be gross?
Yuckaroo.
Yeah,
never would.
It's on par with the airplane.
It's disgusting. I can't even think about it. Okay. So I brought my mom with me. She absolutely loved it too. I think Greta Gerwig is a brilliant, brilliant woman. I just think that she is. Is she like the best like of our time, of our generation? I don't know.
It seems like that's the case.
It seems like it's really going well for her. It was like blew me away. It was great. Will we be taking our sons and husbands? I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, they went with me. It was a family.
Oh, really?
There. Oh, yeah. Oh. We all went.
Okay. Actually, what am I talking about? Sutton came. Just John didn't. John was working.
I'm sure Sutton appreciates that he was already forgotten.
I mean, he had to come because he couldn't stay home alone. But he actually really loved it. He loves the Ken song. Like, loves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, like, anywhere else I'd be a 10. I'm just Ken. He like, loves the Ken song.
I can see that. I can understand that for Sutton.
He refused to wear pink, though. So didn't get the total vibe.
Oh no,
the
whole family was in pink. I mean, Jeremy might've been more of a red. I don't even know if he owns pink, but everyone else participated.
Okay, well, that's good. Sutton was like not willing to. He was like, I'm dressed like Ken. And you know what he did actually the first time he saw it, because he didn't have a costume? He took a shirt off. I was like, please don't do that. Yeah, I was like, no one asked for that. So
that is such a funny response. Also, Miles, you know, he's so mature, and he kept looking at me and being like, Mom, is this appropriate for Marlo? Like, as if he's
stop
like...
Stop it. Oh, my God. He's the appropriate police?
Yeah.
He's like, is she too young for this?
I'm like, she gets it or she doesn't. I feel like it works itself out.
Oh, my other favorite part is at the very, very, very end when she's I'm here to see the gynecologist.
I know.
I'm like, wow. What a moment that no woman actually is excited about. So
it was really funny. I know. And the way that they set it up, that she was like, it looks like she was going to get a job. You know, it was just such a funny twist.
Well, you know me, like, I was like, but really, like, are you working? Like, do you have gainful employment, Barbara?
No, she doesn't.
You know, like, I know. I can't let those things go. Like, sometimes I'll be watching a show or something with John, and I'm like, but they would never do that. And he's like, because it's not real life. You know, like, I can't get past it.
No, I understand. Even on Friends, there was like some episodes where I felt like you didn't really watch Friends, but.
Yes, I did.
You did?
Excuse me.
Oh,
yes.
For some reason, I didn't think you watched Friends.
I absolutely did.
Okay. All right. Well, then you'll know.
If Courtney Cox is listening, I just want you to know I meant everything I said. I did watch Friends. I loved it. Joanna doesn't know what she's talking about.
Okay, I don't know what I'm talking about. There was sometimes, not many times, but there was once in a while Joey would say something smart and witty. And I'm like, no, that's not on brand for him. He says the dumb stuff.
Only the dumb stuff. You don't think people can have like a breakout moment every now and then?
I guess.
Not if you're Joey.
I don't know. This would keep me up at night for sure.
All right. Well, anyway, back to Barbie. Obviously, we are late to the review game, but we want to hear what you guys thought. I am dying to know. I want to know if you wore pink, what your favorite parts were, what made you laugh out loud. I just thought the whole thing was great. So get in touch with us. You can DM us at Best Friend Energy on Instagram or TikTok, or you can go to bestfriendenergypod.com. I am very curious. I think like 100% of people loved it. That's not true. There is a whole swath of people who have issues with it, but I mean, I think that that's their problem. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to be concerned with that. I think almost everyone absolutely loved it.
I think so.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break and we will be right back with DMs.
You may have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host, created it, been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular Juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you'll instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. Two episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
All right. Our first DM is from Aaron. Love you two and the pod. What are you most excited for after being done with the tour? And will you carpool to work together? That is a great question. Joanna, what are you most excited about?
Okay. Well, two things, honestly. I mean, a million things. One is we're about to start our filming for our show.
We are starting to film for Extreme Makeover Home Edition, which I cannot believe is really real and happening. We've been doing so much work behind the scenes, kind of setting the stage for different design projects in the house, working with the builder, picking out, all sorts of things, all sorts of materials, meeting with interior designers, contractors, carpenters. It's just been really, really exciting.
So,
and this is
so
real.
It's happening.
Real.
No, apparently it was not a dream that they are having us as hosts. Like, it's
also
it's
so crazy to me because the filming schedule in my mind is like still so far away. And because it was like in the fall, but like summer's actually now like over. So
no, we're knocking on September.
Here. It's there. Yeah.
Aside from that, our next book is coming out immediately after we start filming.
Yes, that's right. It goes filming, book release. So we have a double whammy back to back. It's like everything was just waiting for the tour to commence. And then we're just like in full throttle, like for everything else.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think we also are excited to move houses.
Oh my God. I already forgot. Well, I am. But if that ever happens, we've had some delays.
Yeah. I mean, don't remind us. But because our houses are going to be like next to each other, we're going to carpool everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah. We're like, going to be obnoxiously carpooling.
We already carpool so much. The only place we will never carpool is the way home from something that is supposed to be a leisure activity, because Cleo will stay later and I will go home.
I don't know. I feel like I'm getting to go home a little bit earlier now, and I feel like you're staying out a little later now.
I don't know. That's not true at all. I don't think we're going to change. I give you the warning. You're welcome to leave with me and have a ride, or you are welcome to stay.
And catch an Uber. Yep. Guess what? It's always the latter. Okay. Next up from Melissa. Any tips on best lunchboxes? Every back to school season, I pick something different and I'm never happy. This is so common. I don't think that there's like a silver bullet for lunchboxes. I really don't. But we do make a product that I'm obsessed with, which is a bento box that can at least go in to any lunchbox you want. And it holds all these different compartments for all sorts of lunches, sandwiches, fruits and veggies, a snack, all sorts of things. And it has a really great click lid. So you really get the feeling like it's not going to just leak and fall out all over the place. And it really holds everything while keeping it airtight. So
I know, I love that. And then just sticking it in another cute lunchbox, it's like it's a double whammy. You get two cute things in one.
I think we said double whammy twice now on this exact episode of our podcast, which feels like one too many times to say double whammy.
It's double whammy too many times.
Now it's a third. I just feel like we should be calling it something else. 1-2 punch.
Okay, I'm here for that.
Okay, two for one, a twofer.
Oh, no, I don't even, you know how I feel about that.
Joanna hates the word twofer. I mean, it's bad. The more you say it too, the less it even holds meaning.
No, I hate it reminds me of a tooth falling out. I hate it.
It's not a toother.
I know. It doesn't matter. It's all I think about is like a tooth falling out. Ugh.
Okay. Well, that's disgusting. But Joanna really, really hates it. She also she doesn't like the U in general in an alphabet.
Right.
And she doesn't like an sound.
That,
but I think in this one, the twofer, I think is also like a an ooh.
Yeah, no, yeah. Hate it. Hate. It's okay, top of the list.
We always learn something new about Joanna. So that is great. All right, last one from Lisa. How did you two meet your husbands? We've answered this before, but I have a fabulous story.
You have a fabulous story. I met Jeremy online. Not a fabulous story, but a fabulous husband.
But it's so funny because you're like the least online person there is. So ever. The fact that you and Jeremy's the other most, he texts from his email. Like he doesn't even know how to like insert a phone number in our text thread. So the fact that you both independently figured out how to set up profiles and
I think we both had
connect.
Help.
It truly, I don't think people understand how shocking it is. It is one of the most shocking things about you. Not because, everyone dates online, but the fact that, and this was so many years ago,
yeah,
you actually created digital profiles and figured out how to message each other. It's unbelievable.
It's miraculous. It was really, Bisharat, as they say.
Yes. It was, what would you say the English translation is from the Yiddish word Bisharat? Or I guess it's Hebrew,
meant
Bisharat.
To be, I guess.
Yeah, like
meant
to that's be. Right. Kind okay. of like kismet.
Yeah.
Okay, so Joanna's is a great story only because it's so shocking. I just got lucky with a great story.
You did. You would have invented a great one anyway had you not had a good story. 100%
I would have figured it out. Like I could have like
workshopped it.
I would have workshopped it. But I don't even need to. So I was doing international PR for Coach and we were opening up a bunch of new stores in Japan, throughout Japan. And we had brought a bunch of celebrities with us to Japan for the store opening. Mandy Moore was the face of our campaign. We had a concert we were doing with Mandy and Pharrell Williams, and it was a whole thing. And we hired John, who's obviously a celebrity photographer, and brought him to Tokyo to be with us and to shoot all the candids and shoot the concert and the openings and all that. I was staying at the hotel with my Coach family, and John had just gotten off a plane and walked into the restaurant. And I immediately was like, he's my boyfriend. I was like, he's my boyfriend. I've already figured it out. And I was just like, this is going to happen. This is what it is. Poor John, like never had a chance. Like he did not have a chance. So, And shortly thereafter, I was like, also, we're going to get married. So, that's the way it works. But I kind of immediately fell for John in Tokyo. And so much so that I left New York City and moved back home to Los Angeles where John was after several months, but still, and the rest is history. So yes, we met in Tokyo and I moved for a guy. But it worked. Two kids later.
It worked.
You know, our 15th wedding anniversary is next month.
I know.
So
25 houses later, you're here. Yeah.
It's not 25, but
it's not.
I'd say we're on house like 10. Yeah. I think it's house 10.
I mean, yeah.
I know.
You're averaging about a year, a house a year.
No, it's wild. Okay, that is it for this episode. I, of course, want to hear from you. Joanna wants to hear from you. So DM us at Best Friend Energy on Instagram or TikTok or visit us at bestfriendenergypod.com. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Being a mother has its challenges. You have to constantly grow and adapt as your baby does. And while our kids aren't diaper age anymore, we remember a few tricky years with diaper obstacles like blowouts.
Oh, yes, I remember. Not to mention getting diapers on active babies. And you and I both know once your baby starts moving, the adventure really begins.
That's why you need Pampers Cruisers 360. A lot of people think Pampers Cruisers 360 are just for potty training, but from my experience, it's actually the best diaper to use as soon as your baby's on the go.
It doesn't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, it has a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband, which is a great hack to keep your baby from taking their diaper off, which, if you've ever experienced, can lead to chaos. And as you know from the home edit days, if we care about anything, it's organizing messes and controlling the chaos.
And it really stretches with your baby for a comfortable fit so your baby can move freely.
It also makes it so easy to change a wiggly baby who's on the move.
Pampers Cruisers 360 with the new blowout barrier are available in sizes 3 to 7 and come in adorable new prints.
The best part is that they are hypoallergenic and free of elemental, chlorine, bleaching, parabens, and latex.
As mothers, we know how important it is to count on a great diaper. So for trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash.
Redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards. only redeemable via Pampers Club. Redeem Pampers Cash, no cash value.